one learned that week before Rosh Hashanah is always the parash of Atam is Tovim Ha'ayim. The Gemara says parash of Kisuboi the nine, the second last week of the year. Tichel Rosh Hashanah v'Kilnei Tayu. The Meramis at the Klulas of parash of Kisuboi should finish. Otherwise, the bad events of the past year should now finish, and Tuchel Shunah Bechay Tayo, and the new year should start. And place this must be there, that after Mitzvah Hayoim is the next year, then it's not the beginning of the next year. Why? Because we don't want to either be Masmach the Klulah, the Pashas Kisuvah, to the new year either. So that's why we lie in Kisuvah the second last week, and Mitzvah the last week of the year. And it's all of a mazve that the Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, has the kayach, because every week is cooler, is included in the Shabbos beforehand. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is, has the kayach of Rosh Hashanah is in the Shabbos beforehand, which is why we lie in Atem Mitzvah Hayoim Kilchem Lefnei Hashem Lekayachem. That's exactly what's going to be on Rosh Hashanah. Atem Mitzvah Hayoim Kilchem Lefnei Hashem Lekayachem. As Rosh Hashanah, the whole of Klal Yisrael stands before Hashem. Sitting in the Surah brings down, sitting in the Zohar, that the word Hayoim is medamed for Rosh Hashanah. And it's based on the Pesuk in Iyo, where it says, Vayi Hayoim was the day, and the Bein Shleila was Mishpat, made a Mishpat in the whole world, and the Sultan came, and then started the Zinat Wurim about Iyo, if you have a Tzadik, if you have a Nisoya, the whole Saida Shtalsh, the Tzadurim of Iyo, the whole story started from this Mishpat. And then it says, Vahi Hayoim. The Kuddish Darash says, Vahi Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah. So therefore he also says, Atem Nitzuvim Hayoim Tilchem. So all the Surim say, Hayoim, he desire means Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we line just before Rosh Hashanah. So Atem Nitzuvim Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah, Kilchem, Lepnai Hashem Lekaichem, Shaychem, Shetaychem, Zeknaychem, Shetraychem, Kodesh Yisroel. So I'm bring a few points from the Surah Makdashim. What the Pusik Atem Nitzuvim Hayoim Kilchem is referring to Rosh Hashanah, what does it learn us to the Gaya to the Yom of Rosh Hashanah Bula in the Torah? Kamat, one of the only times in the Torah where you see the word Tilchem Lifnei Hashem Lekaicha. Klal Yisrael are standing Lifnei Hashem Lekaicha. And Bechal, we need to know what happened here. What was Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? After Nitzuv Ma'ayim Kirchem Lifnei Hashem Lekaicha. Obviously, after Nitzuv Ma'ayim Kirchem Lifnei Hashem Lekaicha, a person is always before Lifnei Hashem Lekaicha. The first thing, after the Pushit Shat of the Rashi, the Shoyim, the Chaim HaKud, straight when the Pusik after the Tum explains it at length. Here, there were Klal Yisrael were being Mekabel the Brit to always be together with HaKudosh Baruch Hu. And here the Pusik is the only place where it says not only the ones who are alive now, but also the ones who will still, Klal Yisrael, Ad Sof Kol Avodos, will be Mekish with HaKudosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. And number two, there were Mekabel Avos. Each Yid will be an Udav, will be responsible for a schabe, for another year, to see that he should also be Mekayim Toidah Mitzvah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't worry about the Avodah that people do by themselves. And it's true, the ones that are hidden, Hashem Mekayim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu won't come with a town on you, why you're not seeing that it's only each of Mekayim Toidah Mitzvah. But Nigloys, the things that are going on in public, but Nigloys, Luni, Vunayi, Ad Olam, that is the Kabbalah's Avodah.
Oh,
is that this mamish too of the Rosh Hashanah that make ocha the kayuka the dach of Rosh Hashanah being ocha is the Chassam Sofer says a very interesting machshuva on the Adam and Tzuma Yerim Kilchem Lepnei Hashem Lekaichem. Then the Kabbalah from his Rebbe of Nusen Adler on the day when the Tzaddik is Nifter. Even though he's still in the world, but the children, I'm shilter in the Yom HaMoved. His strength, his shlita that he had, it was called the Melech, it was called the Manik of the Dor, that is not that he had no longer has that on the day when he's Nitzvah. Therefore, it's written, and that Yuri Hanubi went up to Shemayim, different that the Elisha got Pishnayim. Why? Because Kol Zman Eliyahu HaNavi was alive, so Eliyahu HaNavi had all the Madlagas. Elisha was a great tzaddik. Since Eliyahu HaNavi was alive, the Madlagas went to Eliyahu HaNavi. And Elisha had his Madlagas to be Elikai of Elisha. Once Eliyahu is Ule Batula Shemaimu, he Pishnayim B'nichachu, then Elisha had Pishna. Similar, we see stated by Yaakov Avinu when he was in the house of his father Yitzchak. We never find that Kodesh Baruch Hu was miscalled to Yaakov, because he was in the house of his father Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a tzaddik, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was negative. When he went away from his father's house, he wasn't anymore on his father's Hashpura. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu here Hashem Yitzchak. Listen, by Kabbalah of Torah, Unoichi Oymed Bein Hashem Beinaych. Kali is not a Kriyat Shabbat Hayim Adraige, but Unoichi Oymed Bein Hashem Beinaych. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meister Hamavdil between Kali and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Lifnai VeLifnim Lifnai Hashem, and the Yidden was through Moshe Rabbeinu Mekabel. Mash Ein Kain Hayoyim. The Tzid of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was the last day. So then I'm shulta niyem amodeh. So then the mechitza, which the Klal Yisrael had to have the Mishbarach through Moshe Rabbeinu, was taken away. So therefore today, after Mitzuvim, Hayoyim, Tilcha, Mipnai, Hashem, Lekaicha. Today all of Klal Yisrael is Mamesh, Mipnai, Mipnim, Mipnai, Hashem, Lekaicha, and like Moshe Rabbeinu was like a Buddhist Atzeh. And not only Stam, Klal Yisrael, the big Tzadikim, the Shaykhem, Shaddaikhem, no, Klal Yisrael, every individual, every push to eat in Machaita by Seichu, Ad Shayev by Meichu, every eat on this day reached the Madraiga of Lifnei Hashem Lekach. So we see from here the way that from Seichu explains that the Madraiga of Tilcham Lifnei Hashem Lekach Mahayoyim was the Madraiga that was never before in Kabbalah. So the whole 40 years, even by Kabbalah Tatoyah, they still never reached this Madraiga of Lifnei Hashem Lekach. Hashayin ken hayoyim, the Tzidah of Yishra Abayini, is Tilchem Lepnai Hashem Elekaycha. The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, we find, has a few aspects in the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. First, you see the Pusik says, Mishvat Elekay Yaakov. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Zim, Yom Mishvat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down the world. באמת בגמודת הזה ראש השונה הקדוש ברוך הוא says אם מליפון על מלכיס say before me inside the מלכיס זה חדוי נשפרת כדאי שאתם לכיני עליכם הקדוש ברוך הוא שבקם זה מלך that we say מלכיס זה חדוי נשייל יזכן לסייכם לפון על הטבר that if I may how will all this go לפנאי בפנים את הקדוש ברוך הוא השוי בונו זה שויפה so we see ראש השונה is also the yom melicha v'kodesh bocha. And the two of them are Emerson, it's not a few different points, the Emerson is all one Indian, all one idea why Rosh Hashanah is a yom mishvat and yom melicha. The Emerson, we see that the Rambam in the says in the Zichr Rosh Hashanah says the Lushan mepi oilelim v'yoinkem Rosh Hashanah shemoy. Have a look what small babies called Rosh Hashanah. Called Rosh Hashanah. I see after Kashmir. Nissen is the Tarota, this is the Kamecha of Shashanah. There's many other Rosh Hashanahs, Abu Rosh Hashanah. What day is accepted by all of Kalis from the Yoyle and Yoyke, from the young baby? This day is called Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam explains, Enoch Nama, everything else is something else. Why is called Rosh Hashanah? This day Rosh Hashanah is Emet Rosh Hashanah because we're passing petitioning Nivru Oilam, and therefore the year, each cycle of the year finishes Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah starts a new year. But Emerson, the Shoinim say that even though the Machlokes petition Nivru Oilam and this Nivru Oilam, I live a Eini Devil Lekim Chaim. Why? Because petitioning the world was created by Machshove, and Nissen, the world was created by Matze. That's why Rizal says if you see Pesach and Rosh Hashanah is very similar. Why? Both the same idea. Rosh Hashanah would do tshuva, mavaya, the bad place, and the couple of the market of Kaddish Baruch. And Paisach does the same thing. Paisach is Mavai, the Chomet. And what the Makabah, the Melech, Makadish Baruch? They both the same thing, except one is more the Machshove, one is more the Pnimiye. Shishun is more the Pnimiye. Paisach is Mispalel, and he's Makabah, he takes out the evil points from himself, for the Pnimiye, for the Machshove more, like Shishun is the Bodh of the Shavu Machshove. Listen, the Master, Mavai, the Chomet. Because then the Mrs. Master is Master. That's why we say Hayyim Mahadas Oilam. The Rishon says the Haras Oilam is a Lushan Hidayim. So Machshuva. Then the world came that the Kodesh Baruch was Ulev Machshuva to live the Oilam. But the Emes and the Master was missing. So, understood that if the world starts afresh each Rosh Hashanah, therefore the first day of the year, it's not just a date, the first day of the year. The first day of the year includes itself the whole coming year. And each year, when it comes the day of Rosh Hashanah, it starts again the end of B'riyas Olam. Now, if you see B'riyas Olam, the Chazal say, what happened B'riyas Olam? First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's create the world, to create Ma'as Udam. Kenu Maluchem, said, no. Now, a person will come in the world, what's going to be, trouble, problems. So, don't please, no, not the Udam. The Master, the whole Tachas HaPniyah was for the Udam. What? So, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Zinyan in his Machshuva, Klal Yisrael, which will do the Tzayin in the Mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, oh, no, we create the world, the man, the Elis comes to. It's written in the Chazal, before the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, Nimlach and Meshmetzayim Shotadikim. And the Shumad of Tzadikim, which were the Koyach, the Shochi, asked them, should we create the world? And do you want to come down as well to be Mamal Lerut Mashal? Then the Shumad of Tzadikim said, yeah, and then the Shochi created the world. The same thing happens every Rosh Hashanah. The Shochi, Tabi Yuchel, says, let's see, it was a year until now. Now start again, a new year, should I be Mechadish the year again? Come the same Maluchem. From B'riyas Olam, every year the same system, same B'riyas Olam. The Ruach say, no, have a look what happened last year, have a look what the person is, Mulai Ketuta, Emes, Shulem, the Medrash have a Machlaik, is Yibru or no Yibru. Comes the Yidna, the Yidna. The Mechadish, the Melich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world for? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a Melich in this lower world, the Tachtoinim. Like we say, Adoin Oilam Asher Mulach, the Tehidem Kol Yitzinim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always a Melech, even before the world was created. However, after the Bnei Yisrael created the world, the Zayin Melech Shmoy Niklu, the Melech, people could say Melech, before the world was created, no one could say Kodesh Baruch Hu is Melech. The Tachlis of the Bria was the people should be able to say Melech. So we see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said before, Mishpat the world, Rosh Hashanah. The end of the Mishpat is, how could you say somebody is a Melech? The end of the Melech is only if everything going on, everything a person needs, every happening that happens is only through the Melech. If everything is running on the turn, and people are doing what's on, then we could say here, like the Queen and everyone, that it's a name only. Amit HaMelech, the Pshat, that he runs everything, he has from life and death, he pardons, he decides without any question, everything goes to him, everyone's meshivah to him. If he wants, he can take the highest minister of his, and in 1 second, make him to be the lowest servant. He can take the lowest servant of his, and make him to be the highest position, he can destroy entire countries of his. That's the end of what's the Melech. So in order that we should talk to the Imam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to see, we have to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be able to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Zachayim Lechayim. We don't have any Chayim. Only Chayim we have is if you decide to have Chayim, that's how it is. Panusa, we don't have any Panusa, so that's mine, we don't have any Panusa. If the Melech decides there should be Panusa, then there'll be Panusa. That's why Rosh Hashanah is a mishvah de l'kayyake.
The whole inner of the Mishnah L'Kayin Yaakov is in order that that's how we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how the flesh is touched, the Menicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amitz Nehemiah, the Tzillet of Rosh Hashanah, almost all the Tzillet, the main B'doch is all Tzillet for Eskaldus Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meloich HaKadosh, Eilam Keloi, בכל ידי איכו גל איזה סקלדות אמר השמיים a few points we add in also בחיים מלחיים אלה חובת בחיים ואיכו לא איכו בצי בחיים פנוס so the school them is to bring down when the king of Zoya is that it's very sharply against Klal Yisrael the king of Zoya says they come to the sheep סבכי כקלובן they're shouting זה מכתלובן הב הב גיב גיב so in other words the skin is there it's typical of the nisach of the tiller of many years and the one was followed when he's lachayin lachayin panus so this all the swudim trying to mamlet tov and to talk explain it one of the swudim says the tiller is not glavit so he says monisha you look in the tiller who was me after the tiller the vriendike the hamtik neus tak doyle and the day goes bachayin in lachayin and the side of panus so what's the car on that monisha is it collecting no and if it's not correct then why the tiller not the tiller should be on the miyaz da tiller so with these there's many explanations given the first explanation is given because Abba Amos and Abba Tzibis Atakar is Kalas Malka Shemaah a person needs to have panus that has an ahas of chayim not to serve up in the shmarchi so the amnes is not tvillis dachka hava hava shal to give to me it's all tvillis based on a rodeh Hashem but according to what I explained before you can have another insight why it's hakim with palo to chayim lechayim the amnes the shayim say that the chayim lechayim doesn't only mean chayim gashmim it's also chayim rochmim and panusa them is they touch also lishnayim panusa that give and panusa that nefesh according to what I explained before they can understand this in me the Amazon the whole inner of Tvilla the Chavis of Ulla says the whole inner of Tvilla the Amazon is a big Tehillis why? Tehillis is for the person should be able to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu I need to come on to you all my Tehillis all my Shabbos everything I do it's not going to help anything only if you decide I should have panuta or I have panuta you decide I should be well everything should go well without your help I'm like nothing the Maile that brings the person to a big closeness like with the Shmach that's the Te'il is Be'amit not Tvila the Te'il one of the main ideas of Tvila is to be Meroinem to bring up the person so you should be able to stand up and say like with the Shmach I'm everything dependent on you so we explained before the main meaning of Rosh Hashanah is the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the main. How do we do that? By acknowledging, by being mispoinen, and the idea that everything goes only with the Lutz Hashem, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the main. Therefore, of course there has to be mispao Zachai Nilechai. Of course there has to be mispao Panus HaTayvah. But the Kavun is that the King of Zoya says, they're shouting, give Panus, give Chayim, give everything we need. Is this the kavuna? The kavuna is we want to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to bring into ourselves the idea, zachayin lechayin, the banish them even to live, even to breathe. If you will not be very high to the type of this in Rosh Hashanah, I will be able to live the next day. The banish them. I have a business. Everything's going well. It's all the nonsense. That's all my input I'm putting in. If you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not decide this year, decide the chayim b'shulam panus the type, exile the type. The next day can come from the biggest thing to nothing. And that's how we Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Emar Shalt and Rosh Hashanah, the Bar Mishlelet, we need to come unto you, this is the biggest Melicha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maile, that's the limit Chit, in the Indian of Rakush and Tzilis, Gashmiyam, Yer Rosh Hashanah. Bamitin is sitting in the Tzvur Makdashim the Shuna is the Achuna for the Inna Fila for a whole year as I said before the Inna Fila is a person should be mitzchata himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, I myself am nothing, everything that I have comes from you. Written in the Sfuda in B'yei Sevilla, there are two ways our person is to establish himself with someone else. Either one is he likes him, he goes after him wherever he is, he runs after him, he enjoys the presence of this other person, or whatever it should be, he likes a certain thing. That's one madrega of being a dabik to another person. Another way is that the person is more deeper. He knows anything he has to come from him. He knows this person has got the shift to take away his whole life from him. So he realizes that his whole life is toiler in this person. Maybe this brings him to a deeper connection. So the meaning of Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it to Yoyi Mishpat, Chas V'Shalom, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to scare the Klal Yisrael, say, Mul Letzlam, today is a day where everyone should be going around the atzmus, should be frightened, terrible of the derech shel Hashanah, the Yom Tov, as the Pusik says in Echrei Mashmalim, Shadim Amtakim, Ki Ched Vat Hashem Yimeizchem, it's Yoyim Simch. The time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yoyim Mishvah was in order to be mezakeh the Klal Yisroel, to become more dovek, to become more dependent in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, today will be the Mishvah where everything, I will decide every little aspect of your life, everything of the next year, everything will be decided on this day. That brings the person to a much deeper dependency, a much deeper divided in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the tackle is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So now we can understand what we said before, B'Shem Lach Tom Tzayfah. Atem Nitzuvim Hayoyim Mi Rosh Hashanah. B'Shem Lach Tom Tzayfah says that the Mishnei Hashem Nekayim on Rosh Hashanah was the biggest Madreike Kal Yisrael reach in the whole 40 years. As we said before, Hayoyim is the name of Rosh Hashanah. According to this, you can understand this. Because today is the Yoyim Mishpat, because today HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides everything that will happen to the person the next year, that brings the person to Madreike of Madreike in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unparalleled to the whole year. Atam Yitzuvim Hayoyim Kilchem Mepnei Hashem Mekeinam. Today is Rosh Hashanah. You're standing mamish Lepnei Hashem Mekeinam Lepnei Velepnim. Because you have to come into the shul, because you have to beg for your life, because you have to misbal for all the dvudim and the hagi bashuna, that will bring you to be mamish lefnei Hashem lekaicham lefnei velefnim in a way that cannot be achieved to any other man. And the pusik goes on to say, l'avnuchu bebris Hashem lekeicham bodnuska. A bris. What's a bris? Bris means two people say to each other, let's make a peace with this, whatever happens, there will never be a separation between us. So, the Baal HaTanya explained that if people will know there will never be a separation between us, there's no need to make a bris. Two people are 100% sure there will never be a separation, there will never be something that can cause a separation, there's no need to make a bris. They know what this is. They say that, look, we might get angry between each other. There may be things that should really cause a separation between us. But even so, now we're making our bebrit Hashem in the kelch of Balusai. Whatever happens, there will never be a separation between us. The Amos Ekayis of Makabel the Tayyib. Balerich Hashem in the kelch. What happened in the news? Idol. The idol of Makalka. Which Baruch said, now, again, even though it was in the Kilkel, after the son of my young Kilkham, the Bnei Hashem and the Kaicham, will make a bris. A bris in the Pshat, the Kilad is from even though they're in the Kalkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never take away the Hava and the Yedidus when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to. The Meile, it's also understood now of the Shaykh of Rosh Hashanah. Every year, a person's Mekabel, Rosh Hashanah, the next year will be Misnayik b'deilach tovi yeshuda. In a way that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Cholila will not lose his ahav. But during the year, things happen that could cause a havoc in the chibur between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Each of the shuna through this bris, the avruch of the bris, Hashem lekayecho b'alu sari. Because Baruch Hu said before when he took Klal Yisrael to the army, whatever happens, even if there'll be a reason that the Emerson appeared with the books, if we go with the books, the person should be thrown out. Never come into the Chayim of Kaisul, it shouldn't be allowed in this message. But Shona, the Abba Chabit Hashem, the King of the Lusayim. Shona, Shvach, he says, whatever happens, that's not going to disturb the heart that they have to use. Whatever happens, as Shona, Atem, the Sulma, Hayom, Kilchem, the Tnai Hashem, the Kaisul, you have the Mazayik, to come, Mamish, the Tnai, the Lefnim. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch is a harm and the Klal Yisrael, the Ovech HaBeret Hashem Nekei Chobalusay is the Ma'ala, whatever incident happens that makes a Yid Mitzlach is my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was paid to this. I'd like to finish with the Mushal of the Chofetz Chaim, because it's going to be his Yutah to mention the first day of Slichus. Chofetz Chaim was once a Yid who had a court case coming up, and things were looking very, very, very weak. It's over one of the tax laws, whatever it should be. And this is in the olden days, this is in Russia, when things were decided more in Peterberg. So he asked people, what do you think they have any chance of? They said, look, you go with the books, it looks like Yid as well, it's no chance. So you won one item. You have managed somehow to get yourself in to the Tzar, and you make a petition. You might be Ma'od Rachmuna. So he heard it's a push at the man. So alright, travel on. He goes, travels to the capital, comes to the thing. And this is outside, guard standing. So I'd like to please. I start laughing. Who are you? Speak to the Tzar. You know how it goes. Even the biggest Tzar has to be called in, and he goes in the Eim of the Yidda. What is? He realized for fun. So it happened a week earlier. Kushita Orcha Torcha was dressed in like a Papa knocked on the door, said, he's going to come in for a week and stay in the house. Oh, the cook is good. They know he's a Yid or a guy, a person house. I thought, he's cooking at his house. He spoke to him, he became friendly with him, he's chatting with him, days and nights. Came the week, said, thank you very much for your hospitality. Off he goes. Later on, he heard in the news that, as was the minute of some king, he's like to wander amongst the people. So he, this was the Tsar, he dressed himself up. And he came to the seed's house. What do they have to say? How does it? They want to taste sometimes the life of the simple people, and that's I would have known what I had the guy here by me and my house. I was speaking to him all day. I was giving him coffee. I was chatting him. I was playing with him. If I would have asked him then, even the zikr said mukhala. Now in his father, who can come? How can I have this decided? And the Chofetz Chaim says the Moshe is a Nimsh. The Emerson, the Oilem Oelian, you see, Hayak and the Eichel, the Malach said, he gives money, loy Meshide. Take my time, now loy Meshide. See, the Malach, Shem Tzvuchu, the Tanayim Elifnim, he has a chance, once 70 years, once in a while, he knows then he gives money, loy Meshide, and he has to go loy Meshide. If a Neshama wants to go and give a petition for Kodesh Baruch, he's not supposed to push the Malim to come with my kiss the Kovit. The Ovas HaKadoshim, one has to wait a turn, one has to think how it's the Chiz to go to be Mesbal with my Kodesh Baruch, even though he's an Eilim Malim. But in the King's Palace, not to push it. But the Eilim HaZeh, Kodesh Baruch, Baruch, he doesn't say Kodesh Baruch, but who did Hashem the Chol Kodesh Baruch? The person gets up and is spouts like Kodesh Baruch Hu listens and is mekabel his tefillah, and he has this rechiz that even the biggest neshama in early Malian can sometimes have to wait for many, many years to have an appointment like Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I think it's a very big idea that can be moed all of us in the end of tefillah and Shoshuna, what is rechiz that some people have got to come in the shiel and to mespouts like Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think even if forget about the idea of Hashem Shabbat. We wouldn't be mekabel the tvilis. We wouldn't be mekabel the tvilis. A lot of Hashem Shabbat would be tvilis. But the Eitzem Inyan, the Eitzem fact that the Yidin come to the Shin and Mishbal the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Shechit the Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech Noyde Vayim little to his tvilis, that should be the biggest simcha for Atta Shoshuna and the Kodesh Baruch Hu dealt with all the Dereh that the Tzivah is in the Tzivah.